Please be seated. I wonder what is your favourite carol? Or what is your favourite carol this year? Because I believe it changes. Or what carol is closest to the narrative stories in Matthew and Luke's Gospels? Or what carol gets across the theology of the Incarnation most effectively? In this week, I've been struck anew by these words. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. The writer makes a point of making it clear that God emptied himself, that God took on austerity, poverty, and simplicity in the birth of Jesus. If we miss the truth of that, we miss everything. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God's self-emptying, or as John puts it in the opening chapter of his Gospel, the Word became flesh and lived among us. He pitched his tent right next to ours, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. Jesus, 100% human and 100% God. The Word became flesh and lived among us. How wonderful it is that we hear these words again and again at Christmas, often as the climax and highlight of a carol service. How wonderful that Prince William, the heir to the throne, read these words in Westminster Abbey in a service that was televised on Christmas Eve. And here in the passage that Gemma read to us, we have John, that same disciple and apostle, writing to some of the first believers, perhaps at the end of the first century or the beginning of the second century AD. Notice the urgency of the first paragraph of John's letter. John is an old man now and is very keen before he dies to make sure the truth of the Incarnation is understood and valued by the new believers. You've got to believe me, he says. The eternal life that was with God and the Father, with God the Father, was revealed to us in the person of Jesus. And John says, we were eyewitnesses. We were there. I was there. I saw Jesus with my own eyes, heard him, touched him, spoke with him, lived with him. All our senses were engaged. And John says, this is what I need to pass on to you before it's too late, before I die. What we saw was God's life revealed in human form, in the life of Jesus. Jesus was, as it were, the body language of God, the spoken word. God is no longer silent. Jesus was the Word, but he was also the Verb, God in action, a doing being, not just a human being. You've got to grasp this, John says, the Incarnation, God in human form, the body language of God. Looking again at today's reading from John's letter, as in the opening verses of his Gospel, the theme of light dominates the opening verses. As we went through the liturgy and the readings, the theme of light is predominant at this time of year, in this season. The verses in that reading are full of opposites: life and death, guilt and forgiveness, truth and false truth, light and darkness. We know that John writes in his gospel, the true light came into the world at Jesus' birth. Just going to think of that theme of light. Here we are on December the 28th, poised between Christmas, when we remember the shepherds, and Epiphany, when we think particularly of the wise men, or the magi, or the wise women. The New Testament nativity story in Matthew shows that the magi from the east, following the light of a star, arrived when Jesus was a child, actually in a house in Bethlehem, not in a manger, not a baby in a manger. And it shows us that Herod killed all the toddlers, that's the boy toddlers, that were 2 years and under, in an effort to get rid of any claimant to his throne. The shepherds, on the other hand, heard the news of Jesus' birth that same night, probably long before Mary could get a message to her mum in Nazareth. It was immediate, quite unexpected, literally out of the blue. Wow, bam! The birth announcement came to the shepherds with a great light from heaven and angels singing the same night. So they tumbled down the hillside immediately to see if what the angels said was true. Do you think, except that exactly the same time as the shepherds were rushing into the village of Bethlehem looking for a baby in a feeding trough, do you think that hundreds of miles away, in a country to the east, some astronomers or stargazers or polymaths saw a new star at that same moment? Do you think they first caught sight of the light of that star at the same moment that Jesus was being born? Perhaps it was just a small pinprick, only visible through their first century telescopes or stargazing equipment or whatever they had. Perhaps then they studied their charts and held colloquiums and conferences as to what the new star might mean. And then what did they do? They said, let's go and explore. Let's see where it takes us. However long it takes, 1 year, 2 years, maybe more. Remember, we know that they didn't arrive at the same time as the shepherds, although for nativity plays it's more convenient to put them all together at the same time. Now I wonder if your journey to faith, to the Christ child, to Emmanuel, God with us, is more like the shepherds rush down the hills, or is it more like the Magi's slow, steady journey, following a light that leads them month by month, year after year? And what do you think the shepherds did and thought after that night? Did they forget the experience? Or later in life, were they around to hear Jesus described as the Lamb of God? Or even to hear Jesus call himself the Good Shepherd? Or were they in that crowd listening to the parable of the lost sheep? Did they say to each other, hey, that's the same one, that's our baby in the manger boy. Hasn't he grown? Is this what we thought the Messiah would be like? And did the shepherds, now 30 years older and wiser, see Jesus die, executed on a Roman means of torture? And what of the Magi? What happened on their journey to Bethlehem? What were they thinking about all those weeks and months as they travelled? And what did they think and talk about on the way back? What happened when they got home again? Did they keep in touch with the young family? Did they send other gifts on the anniversary of Jesus' birth? When they got home, did they hear about the massacre of Jewish boys in that distant country they had visited? not of ourselves. Are you more like the shepherds or the magi? For myself, I think there was a tiny pink prick of light, even as I was a child, and it has grown over the years. Not evenly, more in fits and starts, with me going off course sometimes and having to find the light again. Other people have a bang, wham start to their journey of faith, a sudden revelation, a Damascus Road experience. But then there is the challenge to keep going, to keep following the light. The most important thing is that we are still travelling towards the light, wherever, whenever, however our journey began. John says, this is the message we have heard from God's Son, Jesus Christ. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And the true light, which enlightens everyone, has come into the world. A prayer. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, so that we may walk in the light of your truth, through Jesus Christ, your incarnate Son, our Lord. Amen.